Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. He wrote, "We would be wise to take notice of a certain pattern that never fails throughout history. In the Old and New Testaments, we see time and time again that the Lord is absolutely faithful to warn and prepare his people before any impending judgment or calamity." I want you to say a little bit more about that, because on one hand, we do. There is something that seems to be coming. But on the other hand, he's warning his people, and he also wants to prepare us. So say more about that.
I have this imminent sense on my heart, the very same way that the Lord began to speak in 2001, that we're about to face it might be a single crisis, but it could be a compilation of things that happen at the same time. Just critical mass hitting us. We're living in a society now, of course, that where evil is becoming good and good is becoming evil. The Church of Christ is being vilified. We're standing on the precipice of an economic meltdown in this nation. We're living way, way beyond our means to do so. Our culture is collapsing. Our families are broken down. And such like. So all of the signs are there that this is going to be, we're entering in a very, very difficult period in history. And we have to pray now. And honestly, here's, Susie, what God speaks to my heart about this. It's mercy that's going to cause some of these things. Not judgment, it's mercy. Judgment will come, but it's mercy. You think about Elijah's day, for example. Without the drought, there would have been no Mount Carmel. And without Mount Carmel, there would not have been that opportunity to see where the real power of God lies and that moment for the people to turn from what they were worshiping and embracing to the real God. You think about Acts 27, when the Apostle Paul was on a journey and he had 276 people on this ship with him who had ignored the warnings of God, as we as a nation have ignored the warnings of God, the clear warnings that the direction we're taking is going to be disastrous. Paul himself, of course, is relegated to obscurity throughout this journey until the mercy of God causes that ship to go into a storm where these men and women, these people on that boat are given an opportunity, not just to physically survive, but they're given an opportunity to hear. I have no doubt through Paul, they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. They saw the power of God emanating through his life. And it was mercy. And I keep telling the church in New York City, I said, folks, when you see things beginning to happen, I don't want you to forget something. God will do whatever it takes to get a hold of this nation, because it's really not about saving the American way of life. It's about people. Mm-hmm. It's about eternity. It's about a heaven, a hell, a savior. That is the work of God. That is the focus of God. And whatever it takes for Jesus Christ to get his church praying again, walking in true obedience to the word of God, whatever it takes for men and women on the outside to consider their ways and turn to a savior, God in his mercy will let that happen. I believe that with all my heart.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.